In this bulletin, Scott Morrison dismisses claims the coalition pressured government scientists to rush through a key approval for the Adani coal mine. Paul Keating calls the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton the most mean-spirited politician he's seen. And the Matildas announced their squad for the Women's World Cup in France. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has dismissed claims the coalition pressured government scientists to rush through a key approval for the multi-billion dollar Adani coal mine. Groundwater plans for the proposed Central Queensland mine were approved by the Federal Environment Minister Melissa Price on the 8th of April, just days before the election was announced. But documents obtained by the ABC under Freedom of Information imply the decision to approve the plans were rushed after Environment Department officials pushed for a result before the 5th of April. Mr. Morrison says Adani had met requirements before being granted final approval.
Geoscience and the CSIRO, they're independent organisations. They'll speak their mind. If they don't want to support something, then they won't. And they certainly wouldn't do that in writing if they weren't 100% behind it.
The Greens candidate for the Northwest New South Wales seat of Parks has stood down after comments were found of him on social media questioning whether the 1996 Port Arthur massacre was a conspiracy. The Australian reported that David Paul posted on a Facebook page in November that gunman Martin Bryant hadn't actually been responsible for the killings. Mr. Paul rejects that he actually holds that view and says he only made the post to investigate Port Arthur conspiracy theorists. 35 people died in the Port Arthur massacre, which is regarded as one of Australia's worst mass shootings. It prompted significant gun control reforms. Former Labor Prime Minister Paul Keating says Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is the most mean-spirited politician he's ever seen. Mr. Keating's comments came when he was asked on ABC Radio who the Home Affairs Minister should be if Labor wins this weekend's federal election. He's told the broadcaster he hopes people in Mr. Dutton's marginal Queensland electorate vote him out of Parliament.
I joined the Australian Parliament 50 years ago this year. In those 50 years, I've never seen any public figure as mean or mean-spirited as Peter Dutton. And at this election, those electors in Dixon have a chance to drive a political stake through his dark political heart.
Mr. Dutton responded by saying Mr. Keating's time in politics was what inspired him to run for Parliament. The coalition is ramping up pressure on independent candidates to declare which side of politics they'd support if the election delivers a hung Parliament. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann is warning people against voting for independents. He says the public will be unclear about who will help them to form government until after the election.
We do believe it's fair and reasonable for the Australian people to know, in the context of independents running at this election, what they would do should they be successful on Saturday. We think that is only fair and reasonable.
Cyclists in Melbourne will be tackling some grueling mountain stages this week in a virtual race organised by a children's charity. Very Special Kids is hoping to raise $200,000 to support its work, providing support to families in regional Victoria who have children with life-threatening illnesses. Christy Ingrilli from Very Special Kids says it's an opportunity for Melbourne's cycling community to raise some much-needed funds.
It's a bit novel because no one's really riding anywhere, to be honest. But we've got 11 teams of six riders each, and everyone will ride one course each over six quite tough courses, actually, and they receive points for each course, which then accumulate over the day, and someone gets to take home some bragging rights and a big shiny cup.
To football, and the Matildas have named their Women's World Cup squad, with a surprise pick added to the side that will head to France in June. Teenager Mary Fowler has been selected following a standout series of performances with the young Matildas. The 16-year-old joins the likes of Sam Kerr and Caitlin Ford in a star-studded selection of forwards. The Matildas will play a friendly against the Netherlands before they travel to France for group stage matches against Italy, Brazil and Jamaica. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, mostly sunny and 27. Adelaide, sunny and 20. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 17. Hobart, also partly cloudy, 17 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny, 18. Wollongong, similar in 20. Sydney, partly cloudy, 23. Newcastle, much the same, 23 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two and 24. Cairns, showers and 28. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.